Hi, I'm Carla Coffey, your host and fitness influencer of the Over the Next Hill podcast. Welcome to the show. This podcast is sponsored by Coffee Crew Coaching. Today I'm joined with my guest, friend, and co-host, Melissa Grant. Hi, Melissa.
Hey, Carla.
So today we're going to talk a little bit about you, a little bit about me and how we met and how you started running and all your activities. So how'd you get started?
Well, I started my physical fitness journey when I met my leader, supervisor, friend at work. She mentioned 5Ks and how much fun they are, and she actually ran 5Ks. And I thought she was crazy because I there's no way. I don't have any running background. I actually hated running when I was in high school, and having to do the mile was like probably the thing I dreaded the most. So I was like, no, this is not going to be fun, but I thought I'm going to try it. And she said it would be fun and we'll just give it a shot. So we started out to running our 5Ks, and then it actually, you know, was a good atmosphere, got me motivated talking to her to get into running. And we worked our way up to 10Ks, half marathons, and then I kind of went farther and went into marathon running. And during our talks when we were running, she mentioned something because I kept trying to do more, and she was talking about triathlons and that there's this sport that actually has three sports in it, and that was the triathlons. And at first when she was mentioning it, you know, I was like, well, what kind of sports? And she's like, well, there's swimming, there's biking, and there's running. And I thought, no way, I have no idea how to swim. I'm not good at swimming. And so she told me and motivated me and thought, you know, hey, that shouldn't be something to stop you. And so what I did was I took some swim classes or lessons, and I signed up for my first triathlon, and it was a sprint one in 2015. That's about 7 years ago, and I was in my 30s, and that led me to a love of triathlon, which includes running at the end, but it also includes the swimming, and you have to get to the running part, but That was the beginning. And then I also went into joining the swim team, and then I went up in distances from the sprint to the Olympic to the half Ironman to a full Ironman. And that's when I met you training in 2019 for our Ironman Madison, Wisconsin. That was originally scheduled for 2020.
Yeah.
Because of COVID, it got delayed to 2021. But we, you had, you and I spent countless hours biking and running and training together to get to this race. So the reason why I say, and I'm talking about this, is that it is just not too late to do any of this, any of the races, and do anything and push yourself farther. And I kind of am a part of that because it's, you know, I don't, when people say I'm athletic, I don't think that I'm athletic. And I think that, you know, each of us has our own journey, and you just desire to do better each day. And I know you have encouraged me and motivated me, especially in getting me through my Ironman, and now continuing to coach me through my next Ironman and my running journey as well. So now I know that not everybody is going to be a triathlete, but I think that having a goal in mind and working towards that is important. And I think that that helps you in life.
That's for sure. Absolutely. And I, like you, didn't know how to swim either before my Ironman. And I had to take lessons as well. We are a pair for sure. So how long was this journey? Because it sounds like You start a 5Ks on Tuesday, and on Thursday you're doing Ironman. How long of a journey was
It
that
was
for
a
you?
very long journey. It was not, I can say that when I had my first 5K, I never thought that I'd run a marathon. So having that thought, and after I completed the 5K and that feeling of I did something that I never thought I could do, pushed me to do something more. And that good feeling, it gets you out there to continue the journey. But this started when I was in my 30s, but my first sprint was in 2015, so that was 7 years ago. So it's definitely many years of getting up into the bigger, longer distance races. That there are some people that do just go jump out there and can do that, but I'm not a spring chicken, and I don't have the history of athleticism in my blood. I kind of have to work my way up, and that's what I did, is each time I work my way up into something new.
Awesome. Very good. So, not having always been an athlete, and you are now, regardless of what you think, you are an athlete. What type of things did you do before you started running? Did you go to the gym and you worked out with weights or anything like that? Or was it just your everyday activities in life?
I was so focused on my activities, like cooking, cleaning, and house, and with life and work life. I never thought to take care of myself, and this is my opportunity to now. Hey, this is time for me, and to take time to make myself physically, mentally, a better person.
Yeah, that time that you're buying out for yourself is huge, isn't it?
Yes, it
Yeah.
is, and it makes a difference in my work life now, and my all of my life is taking the time for yourself to make yourself better.
Sure. And we know that obviously not everybody is going to sign up tomorrow for a 5K or even want to ever do a 5K. But those non-structured exercises really can be just as beneficial as running out the door to do, a mile here or 2 miles there or whatever. So I think we'll call this Coach's Corner. This is I've had some questions from you as well and others about non-structured exercise and why we need them. From the studies that I've looked into and done some research on, it shows that as we age, and I'm a little bit older than you are, a couple decades maybe, but we lose 3 to 8% muscle per decade. And then after you get 60, which is where I'm getting close to, it's even higher. So that muscle loss is, we need that. We need that to get out of bed. We need muscles to go down the steps. We need muscles to get ourselves in and out of the shower. So if we're losing 8%, even those easy numbers, 5% after the age of 30, if you aren't doing things to put that back in, I mean, that's huge, and that's why when we see these people in the wheelchairs and whatever, it's they've lost so much muscle. So just daily activities, for instance, you talked about cooking and cleaning. You get the pots out of the cupboard, raise them over your head a couple times. You get the cans of soup from bringing in the groceries, lift them up over your head a couple times, do a couple curls, six pack of Coke, do some curls with it, lift it over your heads, put it on the floor, pick it up, put it on the cupboard. Just these day-to-day activities can really help if you are not interested in a structured workout plan. So some of the other activities that you might do you have to do the mowing and the shoveling at your house? It's huge. It's huge, isn't
That's a
it?
good one. Yes,
Yeah.
and it's sore.
It
You get
is.
sore.
Absolutely. Especially shoveling, because that's where most people hurt their backs. Yep. So it's really beneficial to get some type of regular movement in your day, whether Because you don't run every day and you don't swim every day and you don't bike every day, but every day we
Right.
can, move the groceries around when we're getting the groceries, when we're dusting, reach above your head, dust the things we don't like to dust, like the top of the curtains, or the vacuum, lifting that vacuum hose up there, vacuuming the tops of the corners, pushing a vacuum. We need that functional movement to keep us somewhat injury free, right? Because it's, we got to keep the back limber. We have to be able to get ourselves out of bed, not need help to get out of bed. And it all just comes with being active every day. And it doesn't have to be structured,
And does that help with your flexibility as well when you get older by
It,
doing that?
yes, absolutely. Now, of course, we know that everybody needs to check with their doctor, because I'm not a doctor, and make sure that it's okay that you do these things. Hopefully, he's going to say, or she will say yes, but when you have something on the floor, try to bend over yourself and pick it up. Squat down and pick it up. Doing all these movements will help you to not be so stiff every morning when you get out of bed. Because I don't know about you, but when I get out of bed some days, man, I'm rolling to the edge going, oh man, here we go. But that being said, you and I put in a lot of miles on the pavement, right? Or if for
Right,
you do a lot of
right.
swimming and the biking. So of course, we might be a little more sore than the average person, but still, those people are struggling. And so we all need to take a minute, like right now, if you're just sitting in your car, flex your ankles, flex your hands, reach above your head, reach over and tap your passenger, do some stretching. If you're at your desk, see if you can get up, sit back down, get up, sit back down. Those are squats. That's great. Do some calf raises, stand on your toes to get things out of the cupboard. My husband is very good about putting things out of my reach. Usually it's the chocolate. So I have to stand on my tiptoes to get into some of them cupboards. Sometimes I have to get on a chair. And I'm like, I know this is good for me to climb myself up on this chair, but do you have to put the good food out of my reach all the time?
That's a good idea.
Right. Yes, it's
Not for
her.
me.
You think so? And other benefits you're going to get just by doing some type of movement every day. It doesn't have to be structured, but you're going to get stress relief, better mood, better sleep, obviously better cardiovascular things, your respiratory. There might be some fat loss in there. There could be some weight loss in there. You hopefully will put on some muscle by not sitting as much. Even if you did things like during the commercials, if you're watching your favorite show and they have so many commercials,
Right.
how about doing, and for you, for sure, maybe not the rest of the audience, but get down and do two or three push-ups during each commercial, or two or three squats, or some type of activity like
Right.
that during the commercial. You're just sitting there anyway, so you might as well do something, right? Take a
Right,
lap around
right.
the house. I've seen how big your house is. Take a lap around the house. That'll get you some movement in there. So, yeah, joint mobility, flexibility, a decrease in muscle soreness just by getting up and moving. Every commercial is perfect timing.
As you get older, it feels like it's harder, and I've seen that as I've been training. It seems like every time I get up, it's you're sore, your muscles or your any part of your body, everything hurts and aches. So, yeah.
Yeah, and it doesn't get any easier the older we get. Yeah.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the way it works is as we age, we lose muscle and gain
Yeah.
weight, unfortunately, right?
Right.
So we
Right.
need to combat that by gaining muscle and losing weight. And unfortunately, it doesn't happen in the same increments. We're going to put on more weight easier than we're ever going to put on more muscle. Because a lot of, especially women, are afraid to lift weights and to lift heavy weights because they're afraid they're going to bulk up.
Right.
The chances of that happening are so slim. Trust me, they're so slim. I mean, really. And even for men, the men struggle to put on as much muscle as they want. They really have to lift and lift to really get that big bulky muscles, right? So just any little thing, I always encourage people, if you're new to activity, structured activity, start with yoga. Yoga is
That's good.
so good. It's good for your balance. It's good
Yes.
for lengthening your muscles. You're getting your range of motion in. It helps you to prevent injuries, because as we get older, we fall more, right? We lose our balance. So it's really good for that. And it's said to even help with the landing if you start to fall, right? So to be able to catch yourself, but also to maybe fall on purpose, I guess is a way to think about that. But yeah, yoga is a very good place to start because it's obviously you don't have to be, a yogi where you can, stand on your head and do all the other poses. It's just for movement. It's just to get your muscles going.
And it's I find it's doing that, it's a very good workout because you're moving your own muscle mass and keeping it and holding it in a position, and that's work and effort in itself.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can really, even with the quote unquote easiest yoga plans out there, you can really build up a good sweat.
Right,
Yeah,
yeah.
and you'll notice, right away, your arms will be tired because you're holding yourself up in different poses. You'll get stronger hips, stronger glutes.
Stronger.
Yeah, and that's, as women, we do have the advantage over men with that. We do typically have stronger hips and glutes because we're the child bearers, right? So men need to do these things too because they need to have those strong hips and glutes. And we need the strong arms because if they can't get themselves out of bed, guess who has to help them? So
Yes, you can do that.
unless we plan on getting in the bed and kicking them out with those strong hips and glutes, we need some muscles in our arms, right? So yeah, it's really important that all of us, no matter male or female, that we work the full body, And one of the things I find kind of for me most beneficial, for soreness is to flex and unflex my ankles and my wrist, and then move up to the elbows, and just move them like you're turning doorknobs and things like that. Just do that action without any weights or anything, just to keep me limber. It's amazing. Just those little movements because when you're sitting there watching a movie, you're not doing anything. You are just sitting
Go.
there.
And it's just like me at work. I'm a work from home and I'm at my computer all day long and you just sit there when really I try to alternate where I take my computer, my laptop to a treadmill and I walk, or I stand up and sit down at my desk every so much. So yeah, the activities of people working from home or working in the office and not being able to find the time, there's still options to be able to get that, like you're saying, the muscle exercises in while you're working as well. So
Yeah. I always encourage people to drink a lot of water because then you got to get up and make bathroom trips, right?
that's true.
Yeah. Yeah. And then make
Or
an extra,
coffee. We like our
or
coffee.
coffee. Yeah. Make that extra loop around the office, right? Get a couple extra steps in before you sit back down. It's just those simple things. If you don't want a structured fitness program, add more into your daily life. Walk out to get the mail instead of sending the kids out to get the mail. Walk the dog down to the end of the driveway, then let the kids take them around the block if you're not up to that distance yet. Walk them two doors down, let the kids take them the rest of the way, and pretty soon you'll be around the block. It's just those little things, those l little movements, and to keep adding. Just like you did with you went from 5K to a marathon, and you said you didn't do it from Tuesday to Thursday, so it
It's
was
true.
those baby steps.
I think that it also comes from having a goal and knowing your want or your need. And if your goal is to feel better about going and doing something and being able to do that's important. So put something out there in front of you to you want to feel better when you get up in the morning, that making sure to take those steps to help you do that's important.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Any other thoughts, questions, comments, concerns?
Not that I have today.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me. For those of you
Thank you.
listening, please review and like the podcast, share it. You can also follow me at Coffee Crew Coaching on Instagram, Over the Next Hill on Facebook, Coffee Crew Coaching on YouTube, and the website is coffeecrewcoaching.com. You can email me with questions or comments at carla@coffeecrewcoaching.com. You can set up local training or virtual training on my website, and hopefully we will be talking to all of you again soon. Thanks and have a great day. Bye, Melissa.